We're on.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some man you just can't reach.
Live from at least 6 feet away, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. Now here is your host, Spike.
Spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is a sad remorse occasion. Hold on. I'll tell you why in a second.
Oh, my God. You are so professional.
Why y'all mics on? Because people shouldn't even be hearing y'all right now.
No, only my mic is on. And there's actually, I can turn my mic up.
This is the Spike on the Mic Show, and we're coming at you from our RDC, our undisclosed locations here on Monday, every Monday at 7 on all the radio channels that you like to hear us on. Yes. We are here, ladies and gentlemen, to put some naughty nothings in your eardrums and to make you maybe get some crow's feet around the eyes, and we'll make you smile. But without further ado, I have to do what we do is introduce the crew. The man putting the sounds to your eardrums, I like to call him the one, the only PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like crow's feet to Grand Central Station. Yeah.
Interesting picture in the background where you made everybody move except two people, but that's a good idea.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that
exactly.
Maybe a time for this. Right. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we are here for one reason and one reason only. We'd like to call him the one, the only.
No. That can't be the reason we're here.
Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Whoa. Really good, Spike. Looking forward to the show. I know you've got a lot of great topics tonight.
God, I love this guy. Love this guy. Hey, and listen, for those who have their mics turned on, do you realize that he was on point on time and he had to be reminded to hit the unmute button? So,
well, like, yeah, that is important. He didn't.
That is what we call a professional.
Yeah, he is professional.
Speaking of professional, I don't know if he's a pro. Right. This is the man who knows a lot of things. So we like to call him one, the only William Smarts. William Smarts, how you sticking?
I am sticking like nothing.
I can tell the depressed sound in his voice too when I reveal this news is coming up.
Oh,
but before
man.
I do that, I have to talk to the lovely, the talented Tiffany's. Tiffany's, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like that Miller Lite can to your lips.
Oh man!
Pull the curtain behind.
That sounds romantic.
Where the curtain is?
Not at all. He's crop dusting his own face.
Crop dusting.
Jeez, all right. And round out this resistant fighters of hitchhikers, this is the one lovely Miss Billis. Billis, how you sticking?
I am sticking like Spike's use of initials.
Yes. Yeah.
That gets it.
Yeah, I get it.
I got it. All right, so listen, should I do housekeeping or should I just reveal this sad news first?
Whatever you like.
Right. Well, let's fly through this whole thing right here before this can be show.
Oh, wait a minute.
This can be topic changing one.
Oh, my God.
All right. So let's do this. Ladies and gentlemen, we are the Spike on the Mic Show. We are here with the band of Resistant Fighters, and we are the only show that's doing a road trip right here where we pick up hitchhikers, and you can pick up and get in the back seat or the driver's seat by giving us a call at 813-699-3900. That's 813-699-3900, because you can help us drive to what we like to say, destination unknown. And maybe at the end of the show, we'll tell you where we ended up. But
no, that
where
all
are
made
we
sense.
Now?
That all made sense to me.
Serious. Right now, we're on the highway to there. Wait, wasn't that smooth?
God,
I'm a robot or a poet. Highway to there. So,
Peter,
why
you had already?
Say again?
How many of those beers have you had already?
Who said I've had some beers?
This is his first beer.
His first 32-ounce beer. Yeah.
Look, hey, listen, you guys, we shouldn't talk about that because it's going to sound as though I'm
But what about the people that will watch it?
I'm inebriated. Oh, yeah.
And that's compared to what like what of the time.
Hey, see if you can tell the difference. You can tell the difference. All right, damn it. Let's do this. Let's talk about three things. The past, the present, and the future.
Hey, see that? He picked up a big barrel of beer and just poured it down his throat.
Might not be a good thing. A good thing. All right, so, and also, let's go ahead and talk to our sponsors.
The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you entertaining talk and cool blues 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com and its sister station, Sunshine 96.7 FM, bringing you the best in local music and entertainment.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
And speaking of race fans, he came in second at the Daytona 500.
Yes, the rain delayed it, Daytona 500, and it had a crash at the very end on
the
lap.
At the very end.
First loser.
And he lost by like 4 feet.
Mm.
Yeah.
But the crash helped him. Well,
yes, it did help him, Helped him and the winner. Yes.
Yeah, serious. But we'll just say now you can go to all participating Hooters and get
free fried pickles.
Free fried pickles, yes.
I can't wait to eat some of those things.
New one, man.
On Odessa on 54.
Say what, that Smuts?
Including the new one, open on Odessa on 54.
Yes.
Ooh, really?
Yeah, when
on
is that
54 in Odessa? Where?
That's really close to my parents' house.
Yeah, where is that?
In Odessa on 54.
I know, but where on 54?
Like near Gun Highway?
I don't know. I'll let you know.
Right there.
Right there on 54.
Near there.
I'll look it up. I'm going to look it up.
All right, look it up.
Right out the Veterans Expressway, opens for business fully tomorrow. There was some friends and family invited.
Wow.
When?
Yesterday today.
You were not in that category.
Yeah, I meant to text somebody and say, hey, where's my phone call? What? What'd you say, Smuts?
Some of us went. You didn't go?
I was in training.
Man. Yeah, he was in training.
Training for what?
Speaking of training, in case you guys are wondering and you did not know.
Yeah, I was wondering.
Maybe this is information or news that's not made public yet. But damn, who cares? By the time people do it and see it. Yeah. Anyway.
Those people don't listen to us. It's okay.
That's true, yeah.
Okay.
Does anybody listen to us?
Yeah.
I listen.
This is for ourselves.
That's good.
Really?
Yeah, I believe Gasman is listening now. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got people.
We got one listener.
Assignment. So anyway, if you guys didn't know, I was slated to be in a celebrity or D-list celebrity boxing event. On April the 17th at such a said place, and I forgot the name of the damn place. Excuse me while I look it up. Yes, this is not one of our most professional moments, but it is. It was supposed to be at, I don't know, man, I can't see this, at Robots Sports Arena. I think that's in Sarasota.
Arena.
Robots?
Robots Sports Arena. Part.
Yeah, I was late.
A winner.
Have y'all been drinking?
No.
Robots over.
No, you have, though. Yeah.
Robots.
Clearly.
So anyway, I got a notice today that I should stop training and working out and getting up early in the morning and running because the event.
Because you were doing all those things.
Yeah. And sucking down them raw eggs. Oh, yeah.
The event has been canceled. It didn't say postponed. It just says canceled.
Canceled. Yeah. Nobody wanted to see you fight.
I feel like we've been talking about this event. I feel like we've been talking about this event for the entire pandemic.
Yeah.
Almost. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yep.
It has been. Yeah. So, but anyway, now that was a bucket list item I was trying to do. Now I have to figure out how to give me some more buckets. So I don't know what to do about that. But
so I do have to say real quick, Dad, it's on 54, just past the 589, across from where the Carrabba's is that you guys go to all the time.
Across the other side of the 54?
Other side of 54 from where that Carrabba's is.
So it's like right if you get off at the exit there, you're right there.
So my dad is literally one exit away from that Hooters.
Oh, my God.
Stop All right, traffic.
That's where we're doing the show from now on.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know the manager there, Steve, and I was still surprised that I didn't get a, hey, come hang out.
Yeah.
But I will get there and
newer training.
Make it. Oh, that's right.
Yeah, you were training really hard.
I could have given it.
Oh, Billy just made a cheeseburger come out of our nose. Yeah.
He was training.
So, you guys, I'm sorry to say that y'all won't see me represent the SOTM. And what's the girl name right there? Tiffany. You was going to be a ring girl, wasn't you?
Yeah,
she was going to hold up.
Probably your backup.
Yeah. You're probably my cut man.
Wait. She's going to hold the sign?
Yeah. Unmute. Yeah.
He's out. He's done. Throw in the towel. He's finished. No. Man. Listen, I dreamed about just walking down that aisle. Spike.
Right, with the shiny satin trunks.
Oh, yeah.
And the robe.
Actually, I recorded a beat. I was going to have an intro song. I was I got the words and everything ready. I was going to work on it later on. But now,
you're like Apollo Creed. You had that ready to go.
Yeah. So there's
red, white, blue trunks, although you don't do red. So the black, white striped trunks. Well, that's prison. We're used to that, so we don't want that.
Well, he would have been Apollo Creep. Yeah.
Yeah, Apollo Creep.
Oh, that's what they would have named him. Yes, at Hooters.
Apollo Creep. Yeah.
That should totally be your new name.
That would definitely. That would have put that on the back of my doggone
Apollo Creep.
In the back of the robe. Apollo Creep.
I
love it. I'm glad you said robe.
Oh, my gosh.
I said robe because I call it a cape. What?
Yeah.
If ApolloCreep.com is available.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Oh, my God. That's great.
Hey, is Apollo still with two P's or one P?
Two.
One and two L's, isn't it?
Yep.
One P, two L's, and two E's and creep.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, two E's and creep.
Oh, it is one.
Is that your next tattoo, Spike?
Yes.
Apollo Creep. Yes.
Damn it. And Voice of Reason, you's going to be at least not. You got that spit in the bucket, can man, right?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, Rocky.
Yeah. I'd be your cut man.
I don't know if I want you to be the cut man. Because
it is not a website, but I do not know if anybody owns that domain.
Okay, first thing you do when you're looking for a domain name, you don't type it in. Because once you type it in, the people will start to get it then.
Yeah.
You wait until you want it to do it. Now it's gone. It's going to be gone in the next hour or so.
Only because we talked about it. Right. Three people out there that hear us, you know.
ApolloCreep.com is taken. You could take ApolloCreep.co.
Oh, there you go.
Just that quick. Oh, my damn. See, now, even y'all, I can't even have that.
Yeah, I don't even want it.
You end everything in an S. ApolloCreeps.com is it.
That's a little bit better.
Yeah. Apollo Creeps. Yeah.
Don't type it in because somebody's going to get it as soon as y'all say something about it. Watch it. Smarts or somebody already typed it in. All right.
I typed in ApolloCreep.com, but it was there. I didn't type in Apollo Creeps. It just says ApolloCreeps.com is available.
Okay. All right. Well, we've done all the sponsors. We did everything. So now I guess it's time to get the show back on the train track because even though we're in mourning about my celebrity event is being canceled, we'll have to fight through the pain, right?
Yes.
So let's go ahead and do what we always do. Not always do what we do. We like to give the listeners a cow chip news of the week.
Oh. Oh, man.
Oh. Township news is that my event has been canceled. No, that's not. All right. I don't know. You guys heard of Mars, right? Yes.
Yes.
It's a big
candy
planet.
Bar company or the
I hope
planet?
So.
No, it's a big planet.
It's a planet that resembles Earth and is real close to it or something like that. And we have all, NASA and Americans and the world is thinking about going over there and inhabiting it, getting over there.
Yeah.
Well, NASA has been given a cease and desist order to try to inhabit it, the planet of Mars.
Oh, my God.
Because there is a family of Yeomans who said that they have they own Mars and it's been there in their ancestors and their family for at least 3,000 years.
Wow. So
they're filing a lawsuit against NASA saying you can't go over there because of what they call trespassing issues.
Sure, yeah.
So there you go. It's a ridiculous
claim. Do they live on Earth now?
Yeah, I think they do. But there's those three guys from in Yemen that says that Mars is our spot and you guys can't go over there or we will continue to sue you for trespass.
Of course.
Couch
all right, yeah, totally makes sense to me.
Yeah. I'd like to see the will.
Hey, good point, you know? Although right now, according to the Cowchip News, NASA says this is apparently a laughable and wild up and ridiculous claim. But, you know, they're just saying it because they don't want to get sued, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Right. Well, the next thing we'd like to do is our big A word of the day. Now.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh. It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
The big A word of the day.
All right, here we go. I'm going to play it twice. So listen closely, and then I'm going to have to explain it because it sounds like another word, which it really isn't. Here is the big A word of the day.
Limb. Limb.
Limb.
L-I-M-N. Limb. L-I-M-N is the big A word of the day. And as we do, we like to go around the room and say, do any of you guys know what limb is? Billy's?
Nope.
Smuts?
No.
Voice of Reason.
No.
Whoa, and what's the name PWs?
Lemon?
No, it wasn't an M, it was just limb.
No, you just said L-I-M-N.
Limb.
L-I-M-N.
Yeah, limb. That's a lemon.
Oh, so
I know the girl said limb. Yeah, all right. No, I have no idea.
Hold on a second. Did that change? Whether it was limb or lemon?
No, either way, I didn't know.
Yeah. That was one of them you made for a great drink on the summertime and put some sugar in it. Lemonade. Tiffany, do you know what limb is?
Tip.
No, is it like, I don't even know. Sounds like a growth on a body or something.
Ooh, it does sound like a growth.
Yeah, really.
That's or with food. A B, not an N.
Limb.
Yeah, really. All right, so at the end of the show, we're going to go ahead and tell you what limb, L-I-M-N.
Man, I can't wait for the end of the show now. Can we just move right up to the end?
Just fast forward.
Yeah, really.
Change that clock.
Yeah. Because this is probably going to be the most interesting. No, hell no. This show is interesting, thought-provoking, and we provide what we like to call E. What's some letters we call entertainment?
E-F-G. Entertainment Tonight. Tomorrow.
Hey. Okay. So let me ask the group this. I got a couple questions I need to ask the resistance fighters. And two quick questions.
Yeah.
Should we move limb to the end of the show?
What the definition or?
Yeah, I'm just saying the whole bit.
Should we No. I like this idea where we give the taste in the beginning, and it forces people to suffer through the next 40 minutes or so.
But it also we have people on the staff that are just too curious. They can't wait, and then they go look it up, and they're right.
Oh yeah, Billy will look it up definitely.
Yes,
she'll sit here. Yeah, she'll sit here, though, for the whole 40 minutes pretending not to know it.
That I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Okay, Smiles, how you feel about that?
Sure.
Sure. Yeah, sure. Right.
Okay, so damn that. So second question.
Yeah.
Do you guys know that we have this thing that we were doing? It's called In the News, where we all picked celebrities or individuals that we thought were going to be in the news.
Yeah, I know we did that, but I don't think it means anything. I think it's similar to your fight. We're just going to cancel it at the end.
Yeah. Well, who's been keeping score?
I've been taking track of it because I have a question. And this is a vote that the staff has, the resistance fighters have to do. Do y'all think that Bill Smotch should get some points for Tom Brady being in the news for throwing that trophy and coming out appearing to be overserved?
Yeah.
I do. I think, yeah. I like 50 right. points for throwing the trophy.
All right, so let's go in the room. We have to make a decision on that. Billy, do you think that Smart should get 25 points? That's good news to me for what Thomas Brady did.
Yes, because it's not really – he didn't do it playing
football. Yeah, I know. Yeah. And nobody should throw the damn trophy from one boat to another.
All right. So I'm going to think of your boy is a yes to all PW?
Yes.
All right. How about you, Tiffany?
I mean, yeah, it really wasn't work related. I meant.
Oh, wait. I got to press the button. No. Not the big A word of the day. No. No, no. No. No, that's not what I meant. Oh.
It's the word of the day. It's the word of the day. Oh, 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 oh.
I'm checking to see if any of my people were in the news.
Right. I've been listening and I've been checking it. So, voice of reason, do you think that Smart should get 25 points for that news in the news with Tom Brady throwing the trophy and appearing to be overserved?
It depends. Should I get credit for when Will Smith cried when he saw a triathlete Mantenda have an act of sportsmanship where he slowed down to let another guy go around?
Was it in the news?
Yes, it was. Will Smith cried when he did that, when he saw that.
Sports.
Wait, hold on a second. Is that popular news or that's something – I didn't see that one.
That's Steve news. Well,
and also, I've got another one here. Dwayne Johnson combed his daughter's hair.
Oh, I saw that.
Oh, yeah, did see that. So oh, cute. Man. All right, so now.
Yeah, 100 points for Steve.
The Voice of Reason is looking for at least 50 points. So
if everyone else saw the Dwayne Johnson thing coming, yeah, I mean, hey, he's – got a TV show.
I saw that, I think. I don't remember where it was.
Something.
It's on social media, I think.
So, yes, I agree. Definitely give him credit.
Social media is not in the news. No, I mean, it's not. Social media, if that's the source, but if you're talking like it's a news source, because if it's social media, I mean, Spike could write something, and technically it's on social media.
Right.
Well, this wasn't social media. This was actually a press release that he had done.
He did the press release? Oh, well, that's bad. That's not bad. That's not good.
Yeah.
I mean, if he did the release, I mean, you could call The Rock and go, hey, Rock, I need you to put out a press release. And then,
I mean, yeah, but that probably did not happen. You know, The Voice didn't do that. You don't even know where The Rock is.
Oh, yeah. No, The Voice did that.
Yeah. Okay, so right now, Smosh, the tally is 4-2.
So do I get a 25 points because People magazine reported that Alex Rodriguez gave Jennifer Lopez a massive red rose bouquet on Valentine's Day?
Yeah, that was in the news.
Yeah, that's 100 points right there.
I didn't
see that.
100 points. Yeah. I wasn't.
Wait a minute, is that true though? Because I didn't see that one.
Oh yeah, that's totally true.
Well, it's in the news, yeah. Okay, Alex. So Billy gets a quarter too.
Does anybody remember the people I named?
Yes. Listen, you named.
Yes. Well.
Kane West.
I don't even know.
Kane West. Hunter. Ooh, Hunter Bice.
Kanye West.
Let me see if Kanye was in the news.
Kanye West, Hunter Biden, and Tom Cruise.
Oh.
But I had
to email them to do something.
Yeah, really, like the voice did. All right, so listen. So let's go back to, so Smots gets a quarter. Billy gets a quarter. Now, the question is, does the voice get 50 for 25 for the combing in the hair and 25 for...
Wait a second. And I don't have a problem if Billy ends up getting the points. But what was this? It was a People magazine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
If that's news, that's fine. I had no problem with that. It's not just where, what's this? Because if you're just talking like, oh, it's in the National Enquirer, that's what is? What
no, Schmatz. You know, you say you have no problem with that, and yet you're protesting you it. You know, come on.
I think what we should clarify is what are acceptable news sources?
Anything.
All right, well, then I'm going to get a lot more because I will look for Tom Brady with his diet stuff.
Oh, yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, that'll be in one of the things, like his celebrity diet, which I would technically – I don't think that's on the news. I mean
right, – How about this? Let's say it has to be in more than one outlet.
That's fine with me. That's great.
All right? So, voice, was the crying and the hair combing in more than one outlet?
Yeah, the hair combing, yes. Actually, it was reported that Dwayne Johnson showed calming energy, exceptional hair skills, and extraordinary patience.
Oh, yeah.
I've got it right. Yeah, I wrote it down.
He's got a certificate of authenticity.
He
has receipts.
Can't argue with that.
It's right here.
Right, so listen,
cite your sources.
There was a bunch of for J-Lo. It's on People magazine.
Remember, right. That's fine if it's
Bell, on. Yahoo Lifestyle, yeah. Yahoo Entertainment.
Sure.
There you go. It's all right.
So wait a minute.
So 1,000 points for Billy.
No, just 25.
No, just a
quarter. Well, not for each outlet?
Oh.
No.
Oh, I've got another one here.
But all right, so here's a question, though. Is it the same written story word for word on each outlet? It is different. All right. So different people had a different take.
No, it don't make a difference. But if it's about the same content.
No. If it's one, I understand what he's saying. Because
sometimes there's a press release and then everybody prints it word for word. Yeah.
Right. But mine was reported on Spike on the Mic in different words.
Yes. There you go. Yeah.
By the way, good news for everyone out there. Go to apollocreeps.com.
Oh, nice. Apollo Creeps.
He's been busy.
Oh, listen, let's keep this trailer straight.
Since the news is basically anything, right?
Two sources.
I just Googled Kanye West.
Yes. And?
My hero.
And he's a songwriter.
Did he make the news?
He married a
five hours ago.
Oh, nice.
Kanye West paintings featured on Antique Roadshow.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's news.
That is news.
And I never would have expected him to be a painter.
Or to be able to make antiques.
Yeah.
I didn't even know he was a painter.
Yeah. Hey,
it's getting out of... Okay. Listen.
This is. What were the other people?
All right. 200 points for Tiffany. Yeah.
Kirk Cameron, after Biden did his 100-day plan, Kirk Cameron came up with his own 100-day plan of campfire revivals to fight COVID.
Right, so Lord.
We're going to have to tighten up this doggone these rules, because I didn't know if y'all was going to. I should have known y'all take the train off the track on everything.
All right. Perhaps I should.
I didn't look up Kanye West, though, so let me do that.
Perhaps I should explain. I have two buttons with the word on it. One of them is the big A word, and the other one is the one for bad word. When somebody says a bad word, I press the wrong button, okay?
Yeah.
You said that, and I still laughed at you.
Can I just say?
Yes.
Who asked?
Well, you said the bad word.
No, but who asked what happened?
I knew that since it happened, everybody's been worrying about it. Like, why did that happen? Why did that music play?
I was so stressed out.
Oh, is that we're talking about that again?
Yeah.
Okay, stop. Okay, I got one more thing that I have to say.
And I think that qualifies as a news item.
One. Yeah, but you didn't pick yourself. You picked Stephen Curry and Boris Karloff.
Oh, Boris Karloff.
Hey, listen. I got one more thing I have to say this that you guys got to listen to. I submitted a request to join another radio station.
And what?
For the Spike on the Mic show to join another radio station. And they said, we will be listening and taking consideration. So.
They'll be listening
this is our tryout. This is our audition.
Spike, you just screwed our whole entire future up.
Yeah. Y'all just tearing the interview up.
All right. What's our next goal?
I am so sorry.
I hope they ain't listening to this one. But
Kane West is what blew it.
Is it time for a topic changing music?
Yes. Before I do that, in the request, I told them, I say, listen, this thing is definitely off the chain. It's not
free for all.
Yes.
Can we change the subject?
I want to say, well, real quick before I do that, I think Tom Brady may be worth two, because the fact that Tom Brady was drunk is a story.
That was the best.
Yeah. The fact that he had to be helped off the boat like my wife.
Oh, that's the best story ever.
That is embarrassing when that happens. Right.
Before we get off the subject, do y'all want to give Smosh 50 points?
Yes.
Yes.
Just give it to him. Make it rain.
Yeah, make him happy.
What was our first subject, by the way?
We haven't had a first subject.
Yeah, we haven't got to.
Okay.
But wait, for Schmatz points? There we go. Yes.
Oh, ApolloCreeds.com will be the new website everyone needs to go to.
Okay.
Apollo Creeds. Oh, yes.
It's perfect.
Creeps.
It's perfect.
Yes.
I'm okay with the show not following normal routine formats, because one other thing I got to say, another person asked me about our show, another person station, and I said, listen, our content is questionable, but our quality of audio is excellent. So y'all give me that, right?
All right. Yes. Yeah, we got that. Yes.
Yeah.
Good audio.
And that's the most important thing, is the audio.
Well, it doesn't matter how good the content of it is if the listeners are just saying, what? Huh?
Well, they do that whenever Spike talks. So,
well, hold on, but boys,
it's a little difficult. They don't all speak Spike like we speak Spike.
That's the goal, to learn to speak Spike. You don't everybody want to be multilingual?
Yeah. Wow. I want to be multilingual. Yeah.
Languaged.
Like, okay, what is it when you talk about languages? Languaged.
Multilingual. Bilingual. Multilingual.
Oh.
Lingual.
I thought that's when you had two races in you. Like,
oh,
like,
Lord.
No, like, that would be biracial or multiracial.
English is, I don't know where they invented this thing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go ahead and just try topic changing music.
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes a topic on the Spike on the Mic show.
I like to call this topic here a lot of hot air.
A lot of hot air. Oh, it's a perfect topic for us.
Before I do this, do you think the people even listening anymore?
I don't know.
No.
Nah, they probably not.
But my mom listens, but she'll listen to it tomorrow.
She will, tomorrow around lunchtime.
It says, hey, congratulations. We'd like to let you be part of the big radio family. Big radio, radio. Anyway, all right. A lot of hot air. Dr. Jess and Randy. Oh, wait, hold on a second. Before I do that, I'm sorry. I'm jumping around. It's me, man. Sorry, all you people. Gas Man send in his vote and say that Smot should get points for the Tom Brady stories. So that.
Oh, yeah.
He pushed
it. Oh, yeah. He said drunk Tom Brady would have scored more points.
Yeah. Really. All right. So Dr. Jess Andrady. All right. This person did a survey about something as simple, and I want to find out if you guys do this, about the struggles you have to drift off at night while you're trying to sleep. Now, one doctor said he has the remedy and it's very pure and simple. All you have to do is what? And I'm going to ask you guys before I give you guys the answer. What you have to do to drift off and go to sleep relatively easy? Smuts.
What do I have to do to go to sleep? I don't go to sleep easy.
ever? No.
Sleep easy.
But what did the doctor think?
So voice, you have an answer to that? What do you think the doctor said?
Yeah, I think he probably remove all distractions, avoid colors, bright colors and bright lights. I bet that's what he said, something like
they
that.
They voice is the doctor.
Yeah, I think he is. All right, so Tiffany, what do you think that the doctor suggested to make you go to sleep real easy?
Don't have the TV on.
Oh, that's a good one. Billis?
I was actually going to say watch C-SPAN.
Yes. PWs?
Listen doctor. To Spike on the mic.
No, you know what? That should be the cure.
Yeah, that's like that white is. Noise.
Yeah.
Well,
I go to sleep so easily.
I bet the doctor said self-gratification.
Oh, my damn. Nope. This doctor said that while it's slightly, people who are having trouble falling asleep can do this one simple thing, and that's wear socks on their feet when they go to bed.
I always do that, and that doesn't help me at all.
I have to
listen to Spike in the mic. Then I go doctor, right
he
out.
Yeah. He has doctor in front of his name, so I don't know. Yeah, and he has an article.
Oh my God.
So let me ask you guys, do you sleep with socks on your feet, PWs?
I actually do, yes.
And Billy, you said no?
I do not.
Tiffany?
No.
Voice?
Tiffany, you know, you are letting us all know that you shave.
Oh, my armpit. Sorry.
Okay. Boys, what'd you say?
I know that there are movies out there where people are wearing nothing but black socks. But they don't seem to be sleeping.
Yeah, they're not sleeping.
I'll wear socks if it's cold. But other than that, no.
In general. All right, and I'll try this. Smots?
No socks, but pajamas with the footies on them.
Oh, footies, yeah. Yeah, that's the same as socks, I think.
But, okay, so listen to what this doctor said, and I'm like, I'm also in the same boat with the resistant fighters. I don't think it matters. This doctor says that if you're wearing socks to bed, it helps the brain understand that you want to go to sleep. I'm like,
ow.
Why would somebody do that? Actually, some of the things he says, it warms the feet, which opens up the pores and the blood vessels that helps cool the body down. Doesn't that sound like double talk?
Everything sounds like double talk. Yeah.
So just this could have been a cow chip news, but I was just throwing it out there real quick because this show has been so off the chain. I wanted to get that one in there.
I know when I put socks on and I go out the door, I'm ready to fall asleep.
Yeah. I don't think that's valid. I don't think the doctor's theory is valid.
Why is that?
Because I don't think it would work in any situations. It may help, but it's not going to put you to sleep by just putting socks on.
Yeah, I think you have to listen to Spike and the mic. You really want to go to sleep.
Yeah.
You know, isn't one of those mattress commercials for like Sleep Number, isn't one of the things like when they're asking, oh, will it help me stop from snoring, whatever? And one of the questions is, will it help me sleep faster? And then the graphic shows that it's warming their feet.
Oh, that's interesting.
I have no idea.
Do they have socks on?
No. It's just like a cartoon graphic.
Well, cartoons have socks too.
So Bill is coming around with the validity of the doctor.
Maybe. But I don't usually have trouble falling asleep. So right,
so should we do a sample survey test?
I think we should all be really quiet and see if we can fall asleep.
I have socks on now and I'm awake.
You know you're awoke because awoke.
Oh, man.
You up because this mind stimulating conversation and show that you're participating on.
Exactly.
Don't fight the phone because your nose will grow. Ooh, sometimes I get too cool. So, anyway.
That will keep you awake.
Oh my! Go to sleep. Go to sleep, please. Go to sleep.
Oh my god!
I'm the only one that's.
Our radio listeners, Schmatz has decided to show his bare feet.
Hey. Oh man!
He appears to be awake because he's moving them around. Yeah.
Yeah, well, if you put some socks on, he'll go to sleep. We don't want him to do that, right? Not quite. So let's hit topic change of music real quick.
Oh, my word. Here comes another topic. As if we needed another topic after having Schmatz's feet.
This is probably the worst thing I could ask y'all to do right now.
Oh, what?
Can y'all talk amongst yourselves?
All right, sure.
Oh.
Hey, Billy.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Billy. When are you coming over? You know, I've been vaccinated. This is my vaccinated bracelet.
Oh, you have a bracelet that you're vaccinated, but yes. I'm not vaccinated, so I can't come over.
Oh, damn.
When I get vaccinated.
Steve, have you been vaccinated? I have a vaccinated bracelet.
I got my second vaccination shot Friday.
Oh, beautiful.
Yay.
Would you come over and tongue kiss with me?
Oh,
I guess so. Sure. Why not?
All right. Nice.
Hey. All right. So
you got to brush your teeth first.
Did I miss anything?
Oh, what did I?
Yeah, you missed.
There's some more Brokeback Mountain.
Oh, my day. Okay, I'm good. All right. So this is the question of the day that I have to ask you people here. And it's not hypothetical, but put yourself away from yourself. Well, I'm just asking the doggone question.
Okay.
All right, Dan, go ahead.
All right, so yesterday was Valentine's Day, right?
Yes.
All right, so I'm going to ask this in two different ways. I want you guys to try to give me your honest opinion on this. If your significant other, hold on. Yeah. If your significant other didn't do anything for you for Valentine's Day, right? And if someone asks your significant other, what did said person do for you Valentine's Day? What do you want them to do? And the two answers are, do you want them to lie or you want them to tell the truth? I mean, lie and make something up or you want them to tell the truth about what they did for your Valentine's Day?
All right, wait. Go all the way back to the beginning. The premise is you didn't do anything?
Yeah. If your significant other didn't do anything for Valentine's and then someone else asked your significant other, what did you do for Valentine's Day? Would you prefer them to lie and make something up, or would you prefer them to just tell the truth and say they didn't do anything for me? And let's go around the room and just think about this and give me the answer. I'll start out with you, PWs.
Oh, I would want everyone to know that my stinking ass wife didn't do anything for me.
Let's not put names and faces on these things.
Oh, yeah. I would want...
Yeah, you're talking about my mom!
So if someone
do anything,
no. So the question, you missed listening to the question wrong. So
I didn't get anything either.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But no.
Apparently, he didn't ask the correct question.
Talking to mom.
Yes.
Would you and said, hey, what did you do for PW for Valentine's Day? Did you want her to lie?
No.
Okay. What did PW do for you for Valentine's Day?
Oh.
Would you want her to make
I would totally want her to tell the truth because I did good things.
Okay. Listen to what I just said. And you didn't do anything for her.
Oh.
And they asked Roz, what did PW do for you for Valentine's? Would you want her to make something up or tell the truth?
Nah, I would just sit back and see what happens.
All right. Voice of reason?
Make something up.
Billy's?
I'd tell the truth.
All right, Tiffany's?
My fault that I forgot to do something, so I should pay for it.
Yeah, absolutely tell the truth.
You would?
Yeah, I would. To let everybody know what I...
No. If you didn't do something for your person, and then they asked your person, what did she do for you? And you want him to tell him or her, I don't know what kind of how you roll.
Yeah.
Really?
You want him or her to say she did something
the truth
nice.
Because he would never have to say that it didn't do anything.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
Pat yourself on the back. Why don't you? All right. And Smots, yeah. What would you want, the truth, or you wanted to make something up?
By you asking this question, I'm guessing Valentine's Day is coming up.
Pretty soon. Next week, I think.
Pretty soon, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I believe it's in February somewhere. Yeah.
Oh, right. Hey, right after the fight.
One of the teams.
Yeah. No, yeah, exactly. I think that, sure, why not make something up when everything else goes on? But I don't know. I got to go get something here before I forget.
Yeah. Yeah. Hurry up.
I think I understand what's going on here. Spike forgot to do something.
Wait a minute.
Valentine's Day. Yep. And his friends are asking his wife, hey, what did Spike do for you for Valentine's Day? And he wants his wife to lie because he doesn't want to look bad to his friends.
Hmm.
Hold on a second.
No, I don't think it's like that. Isn't it the greatest gift of all the gift of imagination?
Oh, my God.
He really is a tall noser.
But is he wrong?
The yes, greatest gift, wrong. That's the greatest gift you can give somebody is the gift of imagination.
Serious.
So listen, everybody should always lie.
Not the gift of nothing.
No, he said imagine. Hold on, my mind is not full of nothing. It's imaginative. Yeah.
Yes.
So I'm with you.
You're imagining you bought a present?
Or, no, okay, so maybe I like this answer, okay? So, like, the person who didn't get anything, you're asking if they should tell the truth or if they should lie. So yeah. They should lie and lie really big because then the person has to give them those things.
Ooh.
Oh, ooh. He got me a diamond necklace.
Oh, okay. So... I don't know if I agree with that.
I don't know if I agree with that one either.
Yeah, really. Yeah,
I still think this is something. I still think that Spike forgot to do something for Valentine's Day because he doesn't like that idea because that means that he has to get whatever his wife is telling.
But what if? Listen, no. These are just situations because I think about things a lot.
Yeah, because you know, there's situations that you're in. I get it. You know.
No, it's totally avoided of that. It's just the fact because let's say the reverses were a role. This person didn't do anything for me. Mm-hmm. And I was asked, did this person do something for me? And we already know what PW said because his first response was for that situation. So if the person didn't do something for you and a coworker or a friend asked you, what did they do for you? Would you tell the truth or make something up? And I think I know, Tiffany, I know what you're saying, right?
Yeah, I tell the truth.
You say that they did nothing for you?
Yeah. Why would I make something up?
To not to make, all right, I'm going to lead the witness, not to make them look bad. But anyway,
Billy made his own self look bad.
Right. He's saying, yeah, I would tell the truth too.
Walk the plank, bruh.
Yeah. Hold on a second. But he looks bad to you, but not to the public eye, to the people.
That
right?
Doesn't matter.
Still his fault.
But
same thing.
Hey, let me bring this home. Boys, what do you think?
I think the gift of imagination is the greatest gift you can give somebody.
Well,
Smots, you want to bounce off on that?
I'm waiting for the voice of reason's answer to eventually be someday. Voice, what do you think about that? Remind me again, Spike, what you think about that?
I think it's great.
He tells us exactly what it is.
All right,
Spike is going to tell us exactly what the right answer is.
Yes. I think this is me. PW.
Yeah.
You already answered this, but I'm going to ask you real quick. If what? Your significant other did not do something for you, right?
Right.
And old friend that both of y'all know, say, right. In California called you and said, hey, what did she do for you for Valentine's Day? Would you tell the truth or make something up?
That's not a friend.
That's not a friend.
No, I always make something up.
Why?
Because she never does anything.
Okay, so I want Billy.
Man, she's going to listen to this tomorrow at lunchtime.
All right, let me change that.
So much trouble.
Let me change that. I was just being funny.
Okay, so hold on a second. So Billy and Tiffany, listen to what PW said unbeknownst to himself. Is that he is trying to make his partner look good in the public eye.
Not anymore.
We understand what you were saying, but we disagree with you. We this wasn't a difficult concept to understand. We just don't agree with you. We agree that if our significant others didn't do anything for us on Valentine's Day, that we would let everybody know that they were jerks on Valentine's Day.
And if you didn't do anything, you okay with them letting the world know that you a jerk?
I made a mistake.
Okay, well, I don't think
gotta play some music.
It's you guys are supposed to ride or die with your other person. If that person did something wrong, you're supposed to ride or die with them.
That's why there's alarms and reminders in your phones.
That's why they die, huh?
So they don't die.
Yeah,
they
don't die. Exactly.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't know how I feel about that. I'm with you on that one, Boyce. Good idea. The gift of imagination. So how about this?
And that works for every occasion, by the way.
Christmas, birthdays.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I had a reminder to show me when Valentine's Day was in enough time for Amazon Prime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All that work. Just,
that's not a lot.
No, there was
work.
No work. Yeah, I just said that. Yeah.
How come it's not that much work?
You just set an alarm 3 days before the event, and then you know you can still get something from Amazon Prime.
Okay, so listen. I'm not defending. I'm just asking questions.
You forgot to do something for your wife.
So I set an alarm 3 days before the Valentine's Day, right?
Right. So or your anniversary.
So whatever. The alarm goes off. Now I got to do something. I got to go find something, right?
Right.
You got to buy something.
Yeah. You just
online
go online.
Shopping is glorious.
Yeah.
No, I don't understand online shopping. Here's why. When you go to the mall.
Because you can't spell.
Yeah.
But I can look.
You type in a word and it's not what you're thinking properly.
Exactly.
You just go on Amazon and you type in stuff women like. Boom. You get like pages and pages of stuff.
I guarantee you that would probably work.
Yeah.
It's whatever. All right, listen, I'm not going
to... For the lady.
I'm just throwing that out there for you people to help. I'm just giving out... What I'm really doing, I'm seeing if you're ride or die. Because you should... What's my motto?
You don't have...
Yeah.
But the problem is I wouldn't forget.
Punish in private.
I wouldn't forget. Yeah. I am dating somebody right now that neither one of us think that Valentine's Day is important, or neither one of us would do something like get each other flowers or chocolates because we just think it's all stupid. But he still did something for me for Valentine's Day, and I still did something for him for Valentine's Day.
But what if you told him to bring home like some toilet paper and he forgets? Is that important?
Yeah. And I would tell all my friends that he forgot to bring
the toilet paper.
You don't want people. You don't want your friends to know you don't have toilet paper.
Yeah, you don't want your friends to know that, do you? God,
I buy my own toilet paper. It doesn't live with me.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you ask him to bring you home some toilet paper,
you know what?
Go ahead.
It was important for you to use the K to ask right there, as opposed to toilet paper. At the end of the word, ask.
I'm looking at it. It's the greatest thing ever.
The Hulk on the toilet.
Tom on the toilet. You can wait up for Valentine's Day.
Oh, perfect.
That is so awesome.
Yes.
Man, and she speaks Spike. Listen, okay, we got it. We see ass on the toilet.
that looked like two-ply.
It was. And I think those are thongs.
It does.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
That's a beautiful picture.
It is. Where did that come from?
You can put that on followcreeds.com.
Yeah.
Hey, so Tiffany, did you type in stuff for Valentine's Day?
No, it just was in my feed and I clicked on it and I bought it. I was like, this is great.
That's awesome.
It just flattened out. It's ready for framing.
That is too cool. And it fit right on time, right on
time. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So I think it's time for us to go ahead and expound, I mean, to clarify what the big A word of the day is. The big A word, which was.
Oh, yes. Wait. Let's get the music.
Hey, was there some extra hours in there? Cause
it was me.
You were singing? Okay.
I was singing along.
That's what you make lemonade with.
This is synonym.
Here we go.
Limb.
That is the big A word.
L-I-M-N.
Yes. And
that's
that word,
so wrong. That couldn't possibly be a word.
Is your name? Somebody in Webster, Merriam's in Webster.
Yeah, I am Merriam's and Webster.
You both of them?
Both of them.
So how you gonna tell Merriam and Webster they wrong?
I gotta work hard.
You're not. What's the other guy name who does words? Brockness. Who the other dictionary people?
You don't even know. That's going to take a whole nother 30 minutes. What's the word?
Roger's thesaurus.
Yeah. Faulkner and Wagner or somebody like that.
Oh, Funk and Wagner. Yeah.
Yeah, people. All right. So anyway, the word of
limb
means to draw or paint on a surface. Or in other words, this is what I think it means. Like when you go to a crime scene, when they chalk outline the person.
Yeah. Wait, we can't go by what you think it means.
Well, that's what it is, to draw.
Oh, no, the second definition is to outline in clear, sharp detail.
Oh, my God.
Hey, Tiff, not Tiff. Who said that?
Billy.
What's the word after that? Delineate? What's the word after detail?
Delineate.
Oh, delineate.
Delineate, all right.
You got your socks on, Tiffany.
I was just going to say, I think my socks are working. I just started to yawn.
He's gonna get passing out.
Oh man!
I think that's a coincidence because I've been yawning for a while now.
Oh yes.
Oh my! Jeez, you guys. Ooh. Okay, so remember I told y'all this is an interview, right?
Yeah.
All right. Cool. I mean, I don't know if they're still there, but they probably
no. They left like 5 minutes in.
They stopped listening about 5 minutes in.
5 minutes in, they're like, I think this is the wrong place.
Yeah, really. Yeah, I can't wait to see the email back from them if they even do that.
Yeah.
No, they deleted your contact information from themselves.
Hey, deleted and blocked.
Yeah. And blocked. Yes.
That's okay. When they get an email from who the people? What is it?
Smosh? Oh gosh.
Smosh. Wasn't the people called
Apollo Creeps?
Yeah, Apollo Creeps.
ApolloCreeps.com.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
So when the show's over, everybody needs to type in apollocreeps.com.
All right.
Yeah, really? All right, ladies and gentlemen. We have to go around the room and ask, what stuck with you? Voice of Reason, what stuck with you tonight?
How many?
Uh-oh.
That was perfect.
Oh, damn, you didn't prank. All right, let's smash. What's stuck with you tonight?
I gotta press another word there.
The timing of the Voice of Reason is absolutely unparalleled tonight.
Hey, wait a minute. Hold on. PW, did I say something wrong?
I think you did, yeah.
Oh, okay. Smash, are you back? I mean, Voice of Reason, are you back?
Yeah, I'm back.
We didn't
hear what you said.
What stuck with you? I figured it out, though.
Okay, I think there are better words for limb, like silhouette or outline or... draw around the outside of.
Get stuck.
That's all. I'm not going to use limb.
Okay. All right. Billy, what stuck with you tonight?
I don't know. You don't understand abbreviations. Initials. Undisclosed remote locations. What are the initials for that?
URC.
No. Locations does not begin with C.
Oh.
See,
Tiffany, we're stuck with you.
Billy's right.
Yeah.
We're stuck
definitely
with you.
Definitely Apollo Creeps. That is
hands
down like the best thing ever.
And BW, we're stuck with you.
I now understand that I can't wear socks during the show.
Oh, no, I should have taken them off. Yeah, I forgot.
Really? That's dangerous, ladies and gentlemen. Dangerous. Yeah. And what's up with me was Tom on the toilet.
Oh, the Hulk on the toilet.
Oh, yeah, the Hulk.
On the toilet.
Or Tom.
That is spectacular.
Yeah.